B-Pod Studios.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Okay. I've heard a wife swap, cat swap. This is a new one on me. What is going on?
Well, I swapped my girlfriend, who is now my wife's cat, 6 years ago, for a better cat.
You swapped not the girlfriend, you swapped her cat. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I got to hear this story.
Okay, yeah, back up. So what happened?
All right, so she had this orange tabby that was just mean as can be.
Yeah.
I mean, it scratched me, it scratched everyone. It didn't lose its litter box most of the time, and constantly hissed when anybody but her was around. But then it kind of bit her, too. So it was just aggressive all the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't get along well with others. Got it.
Yeah, it didn't get along well with others. But okay. So she's out of town for like a week, and she asked me to go over to her apartment and feed this damn cat.
Okay.
I watch your cat, and I was joking with the cat that if you keep biting me, I'm going to replace you.
Okay.
And it did.
Okay.
And so I got the idea. I was like, you know what? Why don't I get rid of this cat? It is awful. It is a pure terror.
Okay.
Okay.
So
what'd you do?
I went on Pet Finder.
Okay.
I found an identical cat that was litter box trained, and they said that it was nice and sweet to people. So okay. I took it to my wife's apartment, let it settle in, drove her original cat to an animal shelter, and I'm not a monster. It was a no-kill shelter.
Whoa. Okay. So you took a tabby, her tabby, the tabby, and you actually swapped it out?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
It's been 6 years since then.
Yeah.
And we got married 4 years ago, and I never really told her.
So she doesn't know that you swapped cat. Okay.
No. In fact, she thought that its demeanor changed so much.
Yeah.
That she's the cat whisperer.
Okay. All right.
And she brags about it.
Okay. That's nuts.
But she wants to get a mean cat now and see if she can turn this one. And I'm like, oh no. And I don't know if I should just tell her what actually happened, but I feel like this is a pretty big thing that I did not tell her as a secret.
She wants to go get another aggressive cat because she's so good with training
cats.
She wants
to save them all.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. She thinks that she can save this one. And I'm like, I do not want this cat in my home. But I also don't really want to tell her that I did that. But I feel like I should at this point.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a dilemma. Should Jonathan, now the girlfriend's the wife, now they're married.
Yeah.
Should he go and admit that 6 years ago he had a wild hair and just swapped cats?
Yeah.
Wow.
Either way, you got claws coming at you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's funny.
This is a crazy case. Jonathan, a crazy case. I mean, it's unlike anything we've done before. And the old switcheroo and whether or not you just keep it to yourself and none the worse. Or do you want it? Is it time to tell her?
Ooh, that's
a tough one. Time to fess up. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I only have about 2 days.
I don't know how many lives you got left, brother.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right, as long as she doesn't find the old cat, that's all I'm saying.
I know, right?
Okay.
Oh, that'd be my nightmare if she brought that old cat back.
Yeah,
you'd have a word with you.
Yeah, that's called karma, my friend. I'd like to meet my new cat named Karma.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jonathan, stay tuned. We'll have folks call in and give you some advice on do you fess up or just clam up, all right? 888-410-1057. This could be fun. Yeah. All right. 888-410-1057. Should he keep it a secret or let the cat out of the bag? Right? What do you think?
I didn't even see it coming. I didn't even see it coming.
No.
Nope. Yeah.
No.
Must be Friday. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Look at you. You're a genius.
Let's find out. Okay. What should Jonathan do? I mean, it's crazy. He got away with it so far. And, should he come clean or just let it go? 888-410-1057. Yes, indeed. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Friday at 7:50. Bob, LBF, and Brian Morning Court today. We talked to Jonathan. Boy, Jonathan must know that his wife is either busy, out of town, because he let the cat out of the bag. And that's the thing where he switched a cat out, her cat out, 6 years ago with an identical tabby. He's never told her.
Well, the original cat was a mean cat.
Mean, itchy, scratchy.
Yeah.
And he swapped up for a nice cat who was identical. And she loves her cat so much so that she thinks she's so wonderful at training, you know, cats.
That she wants to get another mean cat.
Get another mean cat. But now he's wondering if it's time to tell her the deep, dark secret.
Oh, it's bad.
Billy, what do you say to Jonathan today?
Hey, Jonathan, I was in the same predicament as you, only mine was my wife. So I took her out to a restaurant, and she was a nasty, nasty, nasty woman. Left her at the restaurant and brought home a new wife.
Oh, Billy. So,
that's what you want to do.
All right, Billy.
So, later, guys.
All right, I think
what Billy's saying is just keep it to yourself. Marion, advice you got for Jonathan today?
I would be so irate if I was his wife.
All right.
That is like the ultimate betrayal. She loved that cat, and you hid that secret for 6 years.
Right.
You deserve to come down your pipe, brother. Ooh. If you get a mean cat or you find you don't have a wife, you deserve what comes down your pipe.
Well, yeah, okay, Marion, granted. So now the question is, should he tell her or not? That is the question.
That is just, I would be afraid if I was him either way, you know, because either you're going to get this super mean cat and, you know, and maybe the cat won't be so mean. But if you tell your wife, you may not have one.
You see what dilemma he's in?
I feel like he might not have a wife. That's be something.
That's a big one.
It's a big one.
All right. Thank you, Marion. We know where you stand. Okay. Bye. All right. Is this Kyle?
It is.
All right, Kyle, what's your advice to Jonathan today?
Well, I'm not sure I have advice, but I think maybe his wife found out somehow, and she wants to see if he'll fess up.
Oh, yeah, like all of a sudden she wants to get a mean cat? Why?
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That could be,
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you think she might be in on the whole thing and trying to see if he'll confess his sins?
Yeah.
I got it.
You might have found.
All right, thanks, Kyle. We're losing you a little bit there. Matt, what's your take for Jonathan today?
First of all, this guy's got a set for doing that. That's crazy.
He had a set. I think he had a set. Yeah.
Young and foolish.
look, I mean, either way, he's in a tough situation, but I think he's got to tell her because, I mean, what's he going to get a bad cat and go through it all again? He's going to be sneaking, returning this cat.
Yeah, this is two plays he's got, the way I see it, guys. He's got two plays.
Yeah.
One, he says, hey, you want to hear something funny? hope she laughs.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Okay.
That's one, right, Matt?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And the other way is you go the exact opposite. Right?
Yeah.
You tearful.
Yep.
Woe is me. I can't believe I've held this for so long.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yep.
Cry a little bit.
Like it's a big burden on his life, too.
Yes. See, there you go. I think he's got two plays with that. All right. One of them.
If he doesn't tell her, his house is going to be filled with about 20 bad cats.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
20 bad cats. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Look at you knowing how to approach that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, amateur?
I think you might be diabolical,
no,
Bob Bronson.
No. No.
Hey, funny story. Hey.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, yes, it's 8:24, and morning court in session for Jonathan, who called about 45 minutes ago. If you missed it, we've never had a case like this. We'll let Jonathan explain why he called.
So she had this orange tabby that was just mean as can be. I mean, it scratched me. It scratched everyone. It didn't lose its litter box most of the time. So she's out of town for like a week. I went on Pet Finder. I found an identical cat that was litter box trained And they said that it was nice and sweet to people. I took it to my wife's apartment, drove her original cat to an animal shelter, and I'm not a monster. It was a no-kill shelter. Now it's been 6 years since then, and we got married 4 years ago, and I never really told her. In fact, she thought that its demeanor changed so much that she's the cat whisperer, and she brags about it. She wants to get a mean cat now and see if she can turn this one, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no, indeed. In fact, Valerie on our Facebook page at the ROR Morning Show on Facebook said, no, convince her not to get the second cat because that cat might turn the nice cat back to a mean cat, which is a good sort of way to avoid telling her and not getting a new cat.
Yeah, then he's going to go keep in search of another cat to swap up.
Right, yeah.
So most people have said that they think for him to keep it a secret, zip it. It's just, you're going to have to live with it. Maybe there's a secret she's living with.
Right.
Right?
Right? Maybe one night you can be like, hey, what's the biggest secret you're living with?
Because you're going to...
You go first.
I got a doozy. You go first. Right. Okay. All right. Now let's take a call here. Rick, what should Jonathan do? Should he let the cat out of the bag?
I think what he should do is keep it under wraps.
Yep.
Because if he lets it out, he could be in a kill shelter himself.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Good point. Thank you. All right. Have a great weekend. Nancy, what do you say to Jonathan?
I say, Jonathan, let sleeping cats bye.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Isn't that funny, though? And just live with it. It'll be his secret for the rest of his life.
Oh,
wow.
Don't think that would happen.
Nope. Okay. Thanks. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Bobby.
Bobby, what do you say, Bobby?
I say if he tells her, she's going to be swapping him out. That's what I think.
So just keep the cat under his hat, right?
Of course, keep the cat under that. No way. No harm, no foul.
Okay. Bobby, sound like you've gotten away with things in the past. All right, good.
A little bit.
All right, good call. See ya. All right, Bert, what's your take for Jonathan today?
Well, let me preface this by stating that I do like cats. I just don't think I can eat a whole one by myself.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Bert. Oh, Bert.
Wow.
I think you should fall on the sword. Just don't tell her. Better off she doesn't know.
Just live with a secret, the deep, dark secret. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, Bert.
Right.
See ya. Bye. God. Christian, what's happening, my friend?
Not bad. I'm here for morning court.
Good, good. What's your take on it?
My take, honestly, I'm going to be honest with this dude. It's been 6 years. If she doesn't know something by now, the truth is going to eventually come out. So, honestly, tell her. But don't be surprised with her reaction.
Right.
Which was going to be, like, on fire.
Well, you kind of... You flipped the script on me, Christian. I thought you were going to say it's been 6 years, let it ride. But you want him to fess up.
Yeah, fess up. Because she's going to find out eventually when she gets this cat and...
She can't fix it?
Everything goes full circle on him again.
Right? Then he's going to have to do it again.
Exactly.
He's going to have to swap the other cat out.
Oh, my God.
A serial swapper.
That's the problem here. He's like, all right, I need a black cat with a little mustache.
Answers to mittens.
What do you got? Not today. All right, Christian.
Not today, man.
See you later. That's a good point.
Bye-bye. Take care.
All right, Jonathan he's not available right now, but he did say he's thinking about it, and he'll email us.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to take his chance going on the radio again.
Right.
I think he's probably leaning towards just living with it.
Live
but
with
we'll
your
find
sin.
Out. Maybe he'll stew on it for the weekend, and we'll hear from Jonathan, because people do want to know what is he going to do. That's a big dilemma. Hey, Morning Court, the award-winning Morning Court, by the way.
Yes.
LBF.
We have won an award from the Mass Broadcasters Association.
Very nice.
Exactly.
People like it. It's brand new feature we started about a year ago, and it's just our kind of way of...
helping people who've done bad things.
Well, okay, that's one way of putting it, but I was going to say... it's our way of having the audience kind of involved with their expertise and opinions.
You cannot rely on us.
No, you don't want to do. No, we always having experts do our job for us. Matter of fact, Scott Zolak is just around the corner again. Expert, right?
I know you thought I was an expert on football, but in fact, Scott's
no, no, surprise, surprise. So we'll check in with Scott Zolak coming up. Big game Sunday. New England Patriots are red hot. They play the Cleveland Browns at 1 o'clock. Let's see what Mr. Zolak feels about that. That's coming up next. Here's Queen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.